Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life, to make your life brand new. When Jesus moves in, he changes your insides, and it shows on the outside. Praise the Lord. That's a real change that will last for a lifetime. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach the power of the Holy Ghost to those that's behind prison bars. We have had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we have visited before the coronavirus hit. Praise God. I'm telling you, the inmates were blessed, excited about our broadcast, about our ministry, our visits. Praise God. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel. Praise the Lord. With the power of the Holy Ghost to let you know what Jesus can do. Praise the Lord. Even during the time the coronavirus hit. This is October 2021. Praise God. The coronavirus is still around. Praise God. But we are on radio. The jails and prisons have not yet opened up again. But we're still on radio preaching the gospel. Praise the Lord. On this month, we have the powerful message. A continuation of what we talked about in an earlier broadcast. Holiness. Praise the Lord. The title of the message is, he's going to take holiness to make it into heaven. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them, tune into today's broadcast this month. Today and this month. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for a deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. People need Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Jesus came into the world to change people's lives. There's power in the name of Jesus to deliver a person from the devil's trap, praise the Lord. Because Satan got people trapped, thinking about they can't be completely free from their sins. But Jesus made it possible that we can come all the way out, not just part the way out, but all the way out of sin. That's where holiness came in. Because Jesus said, St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Praise the Lord. And place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. Praise God. Amen. God wants us to be holy like he's holy. In this world, live a life with victory and power over the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time for church people to have power over the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 14, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
Follow people in all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Let you know, he's going to take holiness to make it into heaven.
Amen.
Not your good works. being self-righteous.
Yeah.
So many people think they can be self-righteous to make it into heaven. But your self-righteousness is not good enough with God.
Amen.
We got to be holy.
Yeah.
On the inside. Jesus made it possible that we can be like God. Because the devil don't want us to be like God. But Jesus made it possible that we can be like God. That sound good. Praise the Lord. The Bible declares, St. Matthew 1:21, talking about the Virgin Mary, and she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from, not in it, but from their sins. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. When Jesus take the sin out of you, he put in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. Where you don't want to sin, praise the Lord, because the sinful nature has been taken out. Amen. Now, I preach that. There are some preachers don't preach it. I want to know why, praise the Lord. That's why the church is in bondage, praise the Lord, and can't be free, because preachers don't preach that Jesus come to take away that old Adam nature of sin out of you. Praise the Lord. As long as that Adam nature of sin remain in a person, they're going to sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. And how in the world you going to heaven with that Adam nature of sin still alive in you? And a question on top of that, how in the world you can have the Holy Ghost in you with that Adam nature of sin still in you? And you can't do it. Praise the Lord. So Jesus come to take that Adam nature of sin out of you. Amen. Repentance cannot get that Adam nature of sin out of nobody. If repentance could do it, why did Jesus have to give his life on Calvary's cross? Why did he have to shed his blood if repentance was strong enough to take away sin out of you? Repentance only get rid of your committed sins. That's what repentance will do. Godly sorrow. Repent, asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Whether you told a lie. Whether you stole. Whether you used profanity. No matter what you did. You repent. Godly sorrow. And the Lord will forgive you for all your wrongdoings. But that Adam nature, that sinful nature, repentance is not strong enough to dig that Adam nature of sin out of you. That's why so many church people feel like they can't get rid of that Adam nature of sin. So many preachers feel like they can't get rid of that Adam nature of sin. That's why they feel like you got to keep it in you all your days. But I got news to let you know. Jesus' blood is strong. Jesus will breathe in your soul and root out that Adam nature of sin out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, that do not want to sin. That's the new birth. Praise God. Amen. That's being born of the Spirit. First, in St. John, the 3rd chapter. Glory to God. Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, you got to be born of the Spirit. When the Lord breathes in your soul, root out that old Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ that do not want to sin. Praise God. Get you ready to receive the real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Because the real Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Amen. That's the reason why at John's baptism, John saw Jesus coming. St. John 1:29, Missionary Velvet. What did that Bible say? St. John 1:29. Amen. John saw Jesus coming, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus come to take the sin out of you. Praise the Lord. Out of me. Amen. That root that sinful nature out. St. John 1:29, Missionary Velvet.
The next day, John seen Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
Yeah, Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of us. Praise the Lord. You get that root out, you don't have no problem with sin anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy on the inside. Put that peace on the inside. Put that love in the heart. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Lord, breathe in their soul. Deliver them and set them free from the bondage of the devil, from the bondage of sin. Lord, let revival break out in the churches. Let the preacher get sanctified. Let the church members get sanctified so to be ready to go by with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We are praise your holy name. In Jesus' my name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And me above him, there is no other. We need Jesus to be able to make us holy so we can be able to live right. You believe that prayer and that message at the home to pray. You have started your journey or made your recommitment to the Lord. So you be encouraged and don't let go and hold on so you can be able to endure and make it when the Lord returns for you. Dobahan Prison Bar, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and you to prosper. So don't give up and don't be discouraged. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I encourage you to give God a chance. And you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for us. Amen. Waiting for to get the green light, go back into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Pray for Sister Velvet and I for our ministry to grow and prosper even after the coronavirus is over with. Praise
Amen.
God. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes,
along
my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go?
May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.